Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, May 7th. I'm Megan Lynch. Today is Give St. Louis Day, the 12th annual event centered around donating to local nonprofits. It runs until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Currently, the online donation page has received more than $760,000 since the site went live at midnight. You can give today at givestltoday.org. A lawsuit challenging Missouri's takeover of the St. Louis Police Department went to trial Wednesday in Jefferson City. A criminologist testified overall violent crime dropped under local control, though the state pointed to a rise in homicides during that same period. Co-plaintiff Jamala Rogers tells Fox 2 the fight is about more than crime numbers.
It violated the vote of the majority of people in the state of Missouri, so that's the primary thing.
The trial continues this morning at 9 at the Cole County Courthouse in Jefferson City.
This is amazing to see this many people show up today to get something, like I said, it takes 5-6 months. We're doing it in 4 hours.
St. Louis Police Officer Darius Rutling on the force 12 years, now assigned to the Police Academy, talking about the SLMPD holding a fast-track testing blitz, a hiring event to recruit a new group of police officers.
Officer Rutling explains what the process was like before this fast-track testing blitz.
Well, normally you come in, you'll take the physical abilities test, and like 2 months, 3 months later, you'll get another notification to come back and take the LEAD, the law enforcement aptitude battery test, and in 3-4 months, you'll get another notification to come and take the oral board. We're doing it's an hour. So you just finish the PAT test, come downstairs and take the leave. You don't have to leave, go over here and do the oral board all today.
Rutling estimates about 100 people applied to be St. Louis police officers. If the recruits are accepted, they will have to go back for a psychiatric evaluation. There's also a background check. You cannot have a police record and be a police officer. As far as the age, you should be 21. Right now, the department is down about 300 officers. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Clamping a boot on a car is one of the city's most effective tools to collect unpaid parking fines. St. Louis hasn't used it since 2018. Treasurer Adam Lane says while the boot is officially back in service, the department is limiting the initial rollout to ensure the logistics of the program are functioning correctly after 8 years on the shelf.
Right. So we rolled it out in small to make sure our process was right. Having not done it in almost a decade, things have changed. Personnel have changed. The way we dispatch and work with our partners over in the towing division has changed. So we want to make sure all that is ironed out.
Lane says the program is currently targeting high priority offenders who owe at least $1,500 in fines. Then they'll move on to cars abandoned in residential neighborhoods. People with high balances are encouraged to set up a payment plan through the office's assistant program to avoid the boot list. Frustrations over trash pickup have the St. Louis County Council demanding answers.
Following a flurry of constituent complaints, council members are organizing a committee hearing to investigate the delays. Councilman Mark Harder of West County says the public's anger seems to point toward a specific contractor, and he wants to get that company into the hot seat.
My office is getting calls. It seems to be focused around Waste Connections, is the supplier or the vendor, and I think we probably need to have them appear before us as well when we do decide to have that committee meeting.
The council is working to schedule that hearing, with multiple members noting the problem is impacting neighborhoods across the county. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
KMOX has reached out to get Waste Connection's side of the story. We have not heard back from them yet. Expect to pay more to park at the airport starting July 1st. The St. Louis Airport Commission has approved rate hikes for 5 lots and 2 parking garages at Lambert, along with turning lot E near Terminal 2 into a reservation lot. Airport Director Rhonda Homneberge says reserved parking is something travelers have been requesting for a long time and can be done on a new app. It'll be $10 to reserve a spot, $27 a day. Despite the price hike, an airport spokesman, Lambert, says Lambert's parking fees are still among the nation's least expensive. From the KMOX business desks, visitors and new businesses on the rise at the City Foundry. The development says it had 2.3 million visitors last year. That's an almost 7% increase in visitorship compared to 2024. It's also adding 6 new businesses this year, including a piercing studio, a coffee shop, and a 3-story sports bar.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.